You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Minister for Education Chris Hipkins announced that early childhood teachers and support staff will be able to access free COVID-19 employee assistance program support. This means that early childhood educators will be able to have up to 3 confidential one-on-one counselling sessions online or by phone to support them while COVID-19 restrictions are in place. The funding comes from the $16 million workforce wellbeing package, and the support will be available from the 25th of August 2021 to the 25th of November 2021. Early childhood educators are often in the news because of their continued battle to achieve pay parity with other teachers working in New Zealand. Earlier this month, NZEI Te Reo, the education union, said that they were disappointed with the government's $170 million budget initiative to close the pay gap between kindergarten and early learning centre teachers. They said that the funding falls well short of the increased teacher wage rates for most early childhood centres. According to NZEI Te Reo, it can be simply put that the extra funding offered by the government doesn't equal the increased wage bill. This morning, I spoke to Virginia Oakley, the early childhood rep on the national executive for NZEI Te Reo, about the government's latest support package for early childhood educators to seek counselling while COVID-19 restrictions are in place. We discuss whether the package is enough, considering the sector's constant struggles with pay parity, support for relief staff, and widespread feeling of being undervalued. I began by asking Virginia what NZEI Te Reo's position is on the government support package.
It's a positive step. It's a good thing because a lot of early childhood teachers don't actually have access to any sort of counselling service. So making this available is a good acknowledgement of the importance of supporting teachers in early childhood education. And I think there's a lot of anxiety and stuff out there too, because as early childhood teachers we work in close proximity to children. There's fear and anxiety around exposure to COVID, there's concerns around pay, work, people fearing loss of work, some people getting their hours reduced so that employers can say that they're paying them the full amount, but they just actually reduce their hours. So there's a whole lot of awful stuff, even just the juggling of your home life and trying to work online and stuff like that, or when we go into bubbles, you know, having to expose your children to bubbles so that you can go back to work, you know, that sort of stuff that creates so much anxiety.
Now, I just want to talk about a couple of technicalities with this package. It is accessible for a few months from August 25th through to November 25th and gives the worker 3 sessions while COVID restrictions are in place. Is this enough?
No, I don't think it's enough. That doesn't acknowledge the fact that the implications of being in COVID might not be happening now. It may be further down the track. For a lot of early childhood teachers, this will be the only opportunity for counselling. It won't be that they'll have access through their own work. I mean, like in our area, pre-COVID, it was taking 3 weeks to even get an appointment with EAP. I don't know what the situation is now. I mean, you know, people react to things at different times and in different ways, and I think that it should be definitely an extended thing.
I suppose that is the thing as well. As COVID-19 has been going on for almost 2 years, so have early childhood educators felt supported by the government throughout the pandemic, or is this the first response in that period?
I think it varies. I mean, the privatisation of early childhood education, it means created some really unequal situations for teachers across the sector. And I think that's made it really hard for the government to deal with employers and unfair practices. So do early childhood teachers feel supported? I think the positive is that early child services are still being paid for their current roles. So there's still income coming in. But no, because as I said, that we've got employers doing some really dodgy practices out there with teachers as ways to cut what they pay and stuff like that. People accessing the full subsidy but not passing it on to their workers. And there's some really terrible stories out there. I know us as NZEI have been quite involved in supporting members. We're running sessions on Facebook just trying to let teachers know what their rights are. But there's also another group of early childhood teachers that have just been totally overlooked, and this is our relievers. So in the primary sector, the relievers in primary have been able to get paid through lockdown and based on average of what they've earned over the last 90 days or something like that. So they'll continue to get income, and we can't run without relievers. They are such an important part of our workforce. In early childhood, we don't have that. There is nothing for our early childhood relievers.
I feel like this is quite a common thing, because I've had a few conversations with people working in early childhood education, and this typically seems to be the deal, that teachers for kindergartens or teachers for primary schools are getting paid more, are getting pay for their relief teachers. Just feels like quite a common theme. Why is early childhood education not provided those same rights that other teachers are?
Well, to me, it's historic. It's back on the days where early childhood work was seen as childcare and not education. I mean, we did have our kindergarten teachers, and then we had the childcare sector, and then now we do the same job, which is education and care. And we now also, study and research has shown the importance of the early years and the importance of the learning that's going on. But as a society, it just doesn't seem to be valued. I mean, I think you talk to any parent that's got a child in early child education, they want the best for their children. But I think that as a society, we just don't. There just doesn't seem to be the value. I had an interview a couple months ago where someone said, why should we get paid more than a physics teacher? And I was like, well, because a child won't learn physics if we haven't got it right in the early years, if we haven't got the pre-literacy and pre-numeracy skills in place. Also, too, I think early child education is not compulsory, and I think that when something becomes compulsory, it kind of lifts the status. I know, too, years ago when the Labor government were working towards having 100% qualified teachers, and they were working towards pay parity and stuff, the status of early child education actually lifted with the pay. And then when the national government came in and they slashed that funding, that you could feel the loss, that people just, you know, almost like society shifted their views along with that.
I finally just want to talk a little bit about pay parity, because this is an issue that pops up quite a lot when it comes to early childhood education. So do you think this latest announcement for counselling during COVID-19 for early childhood workers, does that perhaps gloss over the long-term call for pay parity?
I mean, I guess it could. I mean, I think it highlights inequities in the system between early childhood and the rest of the sector. I think that's really sort of highlighted. I mean, we need it. It's the number of people going into training as early childhood teachers has dropped. We have high retirement happening. We've got an ageing workforce. I mean, you can go and work as a teacher aide in schools and get paid more than our teachers at the bottom of the scale. That's just not okay. And we've got teachers 20 years experience that are still sitting at that minimum amount, which I think is now around about $24 an hour. It is a skilled job. It really is. I mean, people might not think it, but you know, when you're working with a group of children, and you've got to make sure that every single one of those children feels recognised and supported, and you're supporting their learning and trying to find out what they're passionate about and trying to create programs to support that. You're trying to teach children how to work and play along with other children. You're trying to teach them to follow instructions and, as I said, tracking left to right. There is so much that we do. You know, it's time for society. You know, it's time for the government to actually step up and pay all teachers equally, recognise the importance of the job that we do.
That was Virginia Oakley, who is the Early Childhood Representative on the National Executive for NZEI, Te Rūrua, talking a little bit about the government's support package for early childhood educators during COVID-19 restrictions, and then going on to talk a little bit more about the struggles with pay parity for the early childhood education sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.